But nevertheless, joining us today is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Good, good.
It's rainy.
It is raining. Chris got a little rained on there. Sorry about that. Rain was moving through, and boy, what do you do?
Didn't melt, though.
Chris Heidemann is with us also, who is the Community Development Director. And we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on in Northfield from a standpoint of development. Why don't we, and we got a lot of things. It's summertime in Northfield, so there's a lot of things going on. We're going to cover some ground today. Why don't we start off with an event that's going on tonight, the Urban Landscape Institute. And Chris, maybe you can start off with what is that? What is the Urban Land?
Just Urban Land Institute.
Actually. Land Institute. That's
it. It's a group of professionals. Actually, it's an international organization, and Minnesota has a chapter of the Urban Land Institute. They actually host a monthly meeting of regional mayors, and that's one aspect of what they do. But they basically are a membership organization that includes professional planners, developers, engineers, those types of folks, and they advocate for best practices in development.
All right. What will they? Are they focusing on any particular thing tonight? Or?
So yes, tonight is actually a series of programs that they've been doing in the Twin Cities area, the ULI Minnesota, the branch that we are closely related to. They are offering a Navigating Your Competitive Future session, which is a panel workshop. The actual staff members from the ULI organization in the Twin Cities will start or kick off that session with about a half-hour presentation, reviewing the demographics trends, some of the market realities of the both the metro market and how that might impact the Northfield market. So really looking at the market forces that surround development in 2018 here. And then after that half-hour background information, it becomes a panel discussion with four expert panelists that were brought in to kind of discuss various sectors of development.
Hmm. Interesting. Now, is this open to the public? Can anyone go to that?
It is absolutely billed as a public meeting.
Okay.
The meeting invitees, the participants in the panel are those four professionals from ULI, and then all members of the City Council, the Economic Development Authority, the Housing Redevelopment Authority, and the Planning Commission. So we'll all be sitting around tables. If public members are interested in hearing that conversation, they're certainly welcome to attend. There'll be some chairs around the outside of the room. It'll be held at St. Olaf College in the Buntrock Commons building up on the second floor.
Interesting. Now, I'm going to ask you kind of an off-the-wall question, but you've got some experience in that. You've been doing this for quite a while now, or some... I'm trying to say this delicately. Right. Not that you're old or anything, but but anyway, over the course of the last couple of decades, society, America in general, has seen so many changes, just wholesale changes in every different aspect of what we do, from you know what we do in our leisure time, you know, social media, technology, healthcare. There's been rapid changes in that. What about the design of our cities? Is that keeping up? Is it like a struggle for groups like this to keep up with the demand, or the constantly changing demand?
It definitely is an impact. You know, the actual desires of communities have changed over time as well. The density levels are something that actually, from a smart growth perspective, are certainly an aspect of moving forward. You know, not just a simple standalone project is necessarily going to actually be financially feasible anymore. Sometimes you have to leverage multiple partnerships. Often you have to leverage multiple partnerships to make a project possible. That really actually plays into a lot of what development practices.
And I would imagine they'll probably find out a little more about that tonight.
Absolutely.
And so that is this evening. You, do you know the time and where it's at, location? Or?
Yes. Okay. It's actually, so 5 to 5:30 is the gathering time. We do have some, since it's over the dinner time hour, we'll have some food available for those participating. And then 5:30 to 7:30 is the time frame for the panel discussion.
All right. Is there a cost involved?
There's no cost.
All right.
So there's a cost to the city, but we're taking care of that.
All right.
Right. I just encourage people that if they're interested in this area of development, they're going to give us some background information. And I would think that regardless of whether or not you're actually a policy setter or not, it will be really interesting to people. So I just encourage people to come out, listen to the conversation, their background information on demographics, market forces, technology, and resilient infrastructure, I think, are the four areas they might be covering in background information. But then an opportunity to just hear from that panel of experts out there in the field is just a great opportunity for our community. So encourage people to come out.
You know, and the reason why I asked that question is that, you know, things are changing so rapidly. You talk to people who are not as, you know, up to date because things change so much. Hey, we've got these new ideas that are coming out here, and the ideas are there to address a problem that has occurred, you know, in the last 5, 10 years or whatever, or will happen in the future. So, folks, there are changes afoot, and they are for reasons. And if you'd like to find out more about that, yeah, attend that tonight. Sounds like
Absolutely.
A good thing.
We will actually record it. We're just going to have a video that we once we might have to edit it a little bit to get it a little smaller, but we'll put it up on the City of Northfield website, probably on the EDA
Excellent.
Page,
mm-hmm. yeah.
so people can view it from elsewhere as well.
All right.
That's
all right.
Great.
Hey, let's move on and talk about some of the things that are going on. First of all, we broke ground on the elder care facility that's going in out by the hospital, the Benedictines
yes.
are putting in. And that that is well, that's a big moment and the start of a big thing for Northfield's future, especially that north side of town.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Benedictine Living Community of Northfield is the grading permit was issued. They're actually moving dirt out there right now. The building permit is also on its way. It's been reviewed and ready to be picked up. The final details are being addressed either today or tomorrow for that to move forward. So pretty exciting. A $22-plus million project, 97 units for the Benedictine Health Systems.
You know, it won't be long. It's going to be 80-plus degrees, and it's raining now. But, tomorrow, it'll seem like just a day has gone by before we get cold weather and snow. How far do they plan on getting before the snow flies? Are they looking to get up a shell of a building? Or
I actually would anticipate that they've got a lot of footings and foundation work, so mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they'll be up out of the ground before the actual frost sets in. Mm-hmm. But their actual construction time frame is all of 2019. They didn't give us a final date of August or something of next year,
okay.
so it'll be over a solid 12 months of construction.
Yeah, those facilities, I'm sure, it's not like just putting up a house or a warehouse or anything like that. There's a lot to it. So.
Right.
All right. Downtown Northfield here, we've got some development going on, both from the standpoint of the city, building the roads and such, and it looks like Division Street. Is that going to be open pretty soon, or it looks like it's closing in on it?
The first phase, the actual mm-hmm. Division Street project, is scheduled to be open before DJJD days.
Okay.
First lift of bituminous, the blacktop, was completed last week,
mm-hmm.
and so I think they've got some other infrastructure-related improvements, and then the final lift will be shortly thereafter. So
it's starting to look like something now.
It is.
All right.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
You know, just a block away from that, we have the Reunion building that is going on, formerly Jay Grundy's Rubenstein for 3-4 decades or so, but they're changing things around. Boy, you open up a building like that that's 140 years old, 130 right. years old. You never know what you're going to find. So they've probably had some surprises. Talked to some of the people involved. They've had some surprises along the way. But how is that going? Do they have all the permits and everything in place now? Or
They're actually just about at the final permit.
Mm-hmm.
They had to review that under a different condition because it actually took 3 separate spaces. And because of the vision and the opportunity to open up those spaces and make it one larger unit, it had to be reviewed under an alternative building permit requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So that is completed. The permit review is completed, and they were initially working under simply a demolition permit, and so they're moving forward with the next phases of the project. There are also a number of reviews by the Historic Preservation Commission on the exterior facade improvements and things like that. They're also working currently with the State Historic Preservation Office, the SHPO,
mm-hmm.
on a final review on some of the exterior changes. And so city staff are also working through some of those processes with them.
All right, yeah. It's once again, renovating those older buildings is time-consuming, it's costly, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of red tape that goes along with it. So we salute the folks that are involved and committed to building a better downtown Northfield.
Yeah.
A major investment as well.
Just,
without developers that are willing to take the risk and put that kind of investment into some of the existing buildings, we just wouldn't see the long-term viability of some of the actual downtown businesses. That's estimated to be you know, over a $2 million project, between $2 and $2.5 million project.
Yeah, it's not cheap to do that. And once again, the developers, the people who are investing the money, hats off. Mm-hmm. Right across the street here, we've got another project that is fairly close to completion, and that is the hotel.
Yes.
Tell us about that, and are they going to be open next month, maybe? Or?
Well, I can tell you that Marriott, Fair Building and Suites, has actually allowed their reservation system to move up. They were previously... You know, as they begin the process, they set a date very far out, and so I think they were actually able to reserve rooms for January of 2019. They've moved that up to, I believe, October at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And as they meet certain benchmarks, they can move that up even further. And so they're definitely coming to that final point. I would say it's the building itself is substantially complete, especially in the interior side of things. A lot of the I think I've mentioned this on a previous program, the HVAC work, a lot of the electrical work actually went up with the building as they were constructing the floors, which is sort of a reverse process of how you'd normally do the shell, do the roof, and then go in and do all the professional work on the insides. And because of various delays, they actually moved up along each floor of the building with a lot of that work. So it's nearing completion.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty interesting improvisation, I guess. So, anyway, that's going to be open pretty soon. We've talked about in the past the colleges. They kind of work sometimes, I don't say quietly, but out of the public eye, because they're their own private little institutions on each side of town. But they, too, are keys to development here in town. We're talking, by the way, with Chris Heineman, the Community Development Director, along with Mayor Pownell. What do the colleges got going on now?
Well, this year and last year as well, the hats off go to Carleton side of the river here.
Mm-hmm.
They have been, they finished up the Whites project, as you know, about a year and a half, 2 years ago. That was a major investment in a facility here. The next project that is currently well underway is the Science Center construction project. If you see some of the cranes on the skyline, that is where those cranes have been located, I think two at one time. That's a major, about a $65 million project, but it also includes replacing their existing district heat system. And I don't know if you've spoken with CFO Fred Rogers before, but he's pretty proud of the decision. They're going to go with geothermal heating systems rather than their previous steam heating system. That in and of itself, I believe, is about a $25 million addition, and the brain center of that district heating system, that geothermal district heating system, will be in the basement of the science building. So they are actually above the basement level. They've done all the actual footings and structures, and they're actually, the cranes are now putting some of the metal iron beams in place for the remainder of the structure on the campus.
Yeah, I've gone by there a couple of times over the course of the summer, just kind of peeked in to see how they're doing. And, yeah, that's a pretty major project that they have going there. And $65 million plus another $25 for the geothermal. Wow, that's an impressive investment.
It is.
So good for them. Any other development that you'd like to highlight while we have you here?
Well, there's one project coming up that will be hitting the city council in early September. The staff and the EDA have been working on it for quite some time. Aurora Pharmaceutical, a local-grown business, is actually moving forward with a small expansion project. But by small, I mean, $2 million. So it's still another significant improvement to a local business. And a part of that project is actually expanding onto a site that's currently a part of our city-owned land. When that building was initially constructed in the early 2000s, there was an acquisition from the city and a transition, I guess a joint agreement for some shared parking next to Babcock Park there. At that time, they didn't have a need for the rear of the lot that would line up with some of the other lots in that commercial district. And now the only way to make this expansion project really work is to acquire approximately 30 feet of depth in that lot across the entire width of the lot. So it's about a third of an acre, very small acquisition, but it's integral to making the project move forward.
Mm-hmm.
There's also some stormwater management. They'll have to move a stormwater pond and sort of combine it or place it adjacent to an existing city stormwater pond. A number of other infrastructure-related changes, and because of those key changes, they've asked for some assistance on that project. And one of the ways that we can utilize assistance is through tax increment finance. As you know, that's a tool that the Economic Development Authority and the City Council have control over. In this case, it's not a redevelopment district. It's new development, so it wouldn't qualify like crossing project area. Mm-hmm. That was, as you may remember, 21 different parcels with numerous deferred buildings on it. That was a redevelopment district. This one will be an economic development district, as authorized by state statute. So it's a shorter term, but the developer, if approved here in September, will be able to utilize that. They'll still pay the taxes on their expanded project, but the increment between the actual taxes as they're currently paid and the increased tax value of the new construction project, that increment can go back to pay for some of that preliminary infrastructure cost. So they're requesting approximately $200,000 to assist with the acquisition of the land, the moving of the stormwater ponds, some of those utility-related infrastructure costs to make this project possible. Hmm.
And if this does all get approved, when would the construction begin? Is this 2019? Or?
It is primarily a 2019 okay. project. However, I think they're looking to actually do some of the preliminary work yet this fall.
All right. All right. That is another company that's been very successful, and absolutely. We appreciate their commitment and the commitment they showed and put into the community of Northfield. So, cool thing. Let's talk with the mayor for a moment. Mayor, it's summertime, and there's a lot of things going mm-hmm. on here in Northfield, and I know you've been busy because I see it seems like everywhere. Right. Where I go, there's a public event, there's the mayor. So, yeah. But we've got one coming up. Let's talk about Friday night, because it's a big night for us. It's our 50th anniversary celebration. We're going to have a band right out here, the Rice County All-Stars, and we'll have the dancers from Folklorico and the Aztec Dancers out, and a lot of other things going on in downtown Northfield. First Friday, in general, that seems to be a hit from the Northfield Downtown Development Corporation.
Yeah, so downtownnorthfield.org is where you can go to find the actual list of events there. It's from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and that's new starting this summer, this first Friday events, and it looks to be really quite fun. So I really hope that people will come on down, especially down here, right, as you're celebrating your 50th anniversary, and there's just going to be a lot of stuff around the downtown. I looked up the downtownnorthfield.org, and mm-hmm. you can find a map that shows where all the different events are going to be taking place. So it's a great time also to invite friends and stuff to come hang out in our downtown.
Yeah, a lot of things going on. And once again, we're going to be here on this end of Division Street with the showmobile mm-hmm. and the bands and everything. But things are going on all over downtown. So make it a point to come on down. Stop by KYMM because we're giving away lots and lots of prizes. Lots of prizes. So make it a point to register to win there. Yeah. Now, next week, we have another big event. And Terry and I are taking part of this one. It's mm-hmm. the Night to Unite.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have Night to Unite every summer, right? It's always, I think the first Tuesday in August, I believe. And it's just really a great opportunity for friends and neighbors to gather in their prospective neighborhood, right? Let the kids crawl all around the fire trucks, police, and they get to see the inside of a police car or EMS buildings. And so there's really just a collaborative effort here just to get out and mingle with the public as people are building relationships with one another, right? And as we build relationships with one another throughout the community, I think personally that it builds a stronger community when we know one another, right? And so this is just really another great opportunity that we have for us. So we have August 3rd, this Friday, the downtown Northfield first Friday in art in our mm-hmm. downtown. And then Tuesday we've got Night to Unite. And then after that we've got August 11th, which is a Saturday from 9 to 1, where it's an opportunity for community members to come together and serve our community and enjoy a free meal afterwards. So there's just really some great opportunities here coming up for us to build a strong community by getting together and fellowshipping, hanging out, and getting some work of the city done.
Yeah, it's nice getting to know people. You don't have to live in a neighborhood full of strangers.
That's right.
It's nice to know them, at least know who they are.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Mayor?
Nope, I don't think so.
All right, Chris, anything?
No, thanks for the opportunity again.
Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and Community Development Director Chris Heineman.